This podcast is very not safe for work.
That's some real.
You gotta say what everyone is. You can't pronounce it. You gotta say what it is.
That's some real. Okay, Mark. Eyes. Okay. Eyes. Okay. Eyes. Okay. Eyes. Okay. Eyes. Good shit. Good shit. Okay. That's some check mark. Good shit. Okay. No. Okay. Shit. Right. Okay. Okay. There. Okay. 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 Right. Check there. Check. Check. If I do say so myself, 100. I say so 100. That's what I'm talking about. Right there. Right there. Of course. Right there. Everybody say right there.
Right there.
Lawrence.
100. Okay. 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 Oh. Okay, 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 100, okay, eyes, 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 okay, okay, good shit.
Snape moan.
I want to taste your shit, Voldemort, fuck.
Hold, I need a second to catch myself. You also missed one word in there.
Well, you didn't.
After one of the check marks, you said good. It's some good.
Oh, okay. Let me start over.
Friday, Friday, Friday. This Friday only, and also every Friday. Come down to Night Horse Arena and strap in for a night of erotic demolition with Friday Night Fan Fiction. Come see superstars Sean, Val, Logan, David, and Steve-O get down and dirty with the marathon of the worst fanfiction ever written. Bring your mom!
What?
Bring your dad!
But my dad's dead!
Bring your kids!
I'm 32 years old!
Bring your pets! Find random people on the street and bring them too!
I'm a fucking host on the show, you moron!
Friday Night Fan Fiction. All chair have seatbelts because this show is gonna blow your ass away. Make sure to bring lots of booze because you'll need it. Audience participation heavily required. Tickets don't cost a thing. That's right, it's free. Your entrance fee is your mental anguish and suffering at your subjection to these horrible stories that will give you nightmares for 10,000 years. The first 100 audience members get nothing, absolutely nothing, except the ability to maybe post more furry porn than David does. Don't miss Friday Night Fanfiction. If you do, we'll send your browser history to your grandma. And you know that would break her heart. And be sure to stay after the show for our circle jerking and inflatable hot tub challenge. The first to fill the hot tub with their jizz has to drink it. Friday Night Fanfiction, it's fucking
fanfiction! Listen, Steve, I came here specifically for the free hors d'oeuvres. You can try to do your pitch, but hors d'oeuvres, make with them.
And my only god is the Chester Cheeto guy.
I thought it was going to be Nilla Gorilla.
Nilla the Gorilla transcends all gods.
Who the fuck is Nilla the Gorilla?
It's a white ape.
Nilla, white ape.
So it's the monkey from Rampage?
Which I didn't see, but I wanted to.
Why would you want to go see that?
Because it looked fun.
It had good reviews, actually.
This is Nilla.
So it's a white ape version of David being very disappointed at Red Robin.
So the funny thing about Nilla is that me and my friends got really, really into him because every single plush has like a different face, but they're like very subtly different and they're themed to whoever buys them. So we think that it's like bound to our souls.
All right, I'm down. What's your favorite Donkey Kong? Mine's Chombo Kong.
Chombo Kong?
Chombo?
Yeah, he's real.
I believe you, not really.
What is this horribly artifacted JPEG?
Yeah.
The weirdest fanfiction on Wattpad. Oh my goodness, what's written on
here? A collection of terrifying ships that are
seriously divided? That
we seriously decided to write fanfic for.
By Potato Queen.
My Potato
Queen. Oh, Shy.
Sly. No, it's Sly Potato Queen.
No, it's by Bev the Unicorn.
Emma Narwhal.
And Marlene.
Can we ship Sly Cooper and the cat girl from Treasure Planet?
All right, let me at least introduce. So
I like the genre.
We're here on a Sunday. Due to a number of mitigating factors, our episode that we recorded this past Wednesday was unusable, so we're recording today to make up for that, because for those $100, you're not just getting David to say the various terms for female genitalia. I don't get to sleep.
We could always just release the episode.
Or release one of the previously released episodes and just retitle it.
Yeah, nobody will notice.
What I can do, because it does separate, like, in between silences whenever I do the editing, I can hit random shuffle and it will randomly rearrange the entire episode into different 5 and 10 second snippets. It's like listening to an audiobook on random in between chapters.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. This is Friday Night Fan Fiction. Joining me this afternoon for this wonderful timeshare pitch are David, Logan, Val, and Sean. It's just us today.
So does that mean that we get the timeshare?
You get the timeshare split between all 5 of us, but only one person can get it for major holidays, and they get it for all major holidays.
So you're saying that in the divorce, I only got partial custody.
In the divorce, you get 10 federal holidays and no other days.
I want Arbor Day.
Well, that's better than I'm doing right now. I only get like 3 holidays.
Ow.
And I choose to work on all of them anyways.
Don't you get double time for that?
Yeah, I get double time.
Yeah, at least.
So this is the weirdest fan fiction on Wattpad. There was a better image, like there's a better version of it, but I'm too lazy to go get it. A collection of terrifying ships that we seriously decided to write fanfics for by either Shy or Sly Potato Queen, Beb the Unicorn. Is that Crimea? Or
Emia.
Emia. Emia Narwhal?
Yep.
Our friends from Crimea?
Yeah. Don't let Putin get away with what he's done.
And it's either Marlise or Marlee. I can't tell what the letters are.
I don't care.
I'm going to go with Marlise.
So, table of contents. We're not doing this divided by pages today. We're just going to do it one person per ship. Published 2015, updated 2016, packaged 2018, genre creepy, meow, potato, scary, Snamione, weird fanfics, weird ships. Who wants Snamione, Snape / Hermione?
I'll take it.
All right, you're being refereed by Sean.
What the heck is a Snamio?
Snamione.
Snape and Hermione.
Yeah.
Warning, lust, no smut, but this may terrify you.
I doubt that it will terrify me.
We had that whole creepypasta episode, so I think we can handle this.
We should do another creepypasta episode. I want to pick the creepypastas.
Yeah.
What creepypastas would you pick?
The ones that are going to be fun for us to read.
The Tale of the Game Boy Advance SP Blue Edition.
We're going to read Squidward Died.
I came from a very poor family. We could barely afford gold.
I had to build my own Game Boy Color.
Out of sticks and glue and my own dandruff.
That's what Devin did, right?
Yeah.
He built a Genesis out of sticks, glue, and graham crackers.
You know what? And it was good.
It tasted good until you got to the stick part.
Oh, I thought you were going to say until you got to the glue part.
I mean, some glue is tasty.
Hey, some glue tastes good.
Like wood glue. Oh, wait, no, it doesn't.
Steve, were you a paste eater?
No, I was not.
I don't know if I trust you.
Laza's disagreeing with me, apparently.
Yeah, Laza says you're a paste eater.
Laza sold you out, Steve.
I was not a paste eater. I was a tape eater.
You were a tape eater?
Yeah.
What the fuck, Steve? Like, every time I learn something new about you, I lose my faith in you.
Well, my religious conversion pitch is just not going to go over any better now.
Jeez. I can't get over that. Tape eater? Why?
Tape. Fucking tape.
Like, what kind of tape?
Scotch magic tape, the clear stuff.
That's like eating tiny blades.
To whom it may concern, let this be my letter of resignation from the Friday Night Fanfiction crew. I cannot simply abide living and working with somebody who has ate tape in their previous life.
One, you don't live with me. Two, received and rejected.
Damn it.
Dear government agencies who may be concerned.
To the unilateral concerns of Tape Eaters Anonymous.
Oh, shit.
Did they just show up at your door?
Woo, he's got tape. Don't let him out.
Spilled my beer all over Nilla.
No, not Nilla.
Drunk gorilla.
Shit.
His name is Nilla, the drunk gorilla. He was a thriller. from Manila.
Hang on, I need to get some paper towels to clean this up.
No, just getting another Nilla. One that has a different face this time.
No!
Sean, did you eat paste?
No.
I'm sitting here with an alcoholic drink on a Sunday afternoon asking my friends if they've eaten paste.
And before you ask me, no, I was totally not into that kind of shit.
Okay, I assumed that it was part of the Canadian food pyramid, so thank you for proving me wrong.
No.
You've got, was it sugars, fruits, vegetables, grains, dairy, and paste.
And tape, apparently.
It holds it all together.
No, Steve-O is not Canadian. Steve-O is not Canadian.
The food pyramid is falling apart. We're just going to tape around the edges and call it a new category.
So I'm learning that tape is kosher.
God damn it.
Oh, that's why he didn't eat paste, because it wasn't kosher.
Yeah.
It makes sense now.
That's what I fucking come back to.
No, no, we were talking about tape being part of the Canadian food pyramid.
It's not. You're not Canadian, thank goodness. Not yet.
No, I think it transfers by sex, right?
It does.
No.
Yes.
So that first date when I broke you, which is going to be on the next episode of Naked Opinions.
Yeah, no, it's not. That doesn't sound like a fun story.
Oh, it's a very fun story. I can tell you for sure that you will be laughing through at least part of it, because we don't have any shame.
See, Steve is an anime character, and he values virginity for whatever reason.
Val wasn't a virgin.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, goodness. I'm so sorry I'm late, Professor Snape. Someone threw my papers on the floor in the hallway, Hermione said, coming through the door, breathing heavy.
I just got finished eating 14 rolls of tape.
Your heavy breathing sounds very similar to, like, somebody sawing wood.
It's time to go have sex, a.k.a. wood chop.
Hang on, let me go grab the saw from my basement.
Girl, sit down. Snape drawled slowly at Hermione, holding her gaze. She gulped, nodded, then sat down at a table next to Harry and Ron.
You will see me after class, Miss Granger, he said in a breathily,
and kept staring at Hermione. Hermione nodded again, suddenly scared. Did she do something wrong? Hermione continued through potions class, but still distressed about after. She saw the class closing to an end, and she began to panic once the bell rang for next class.
Good luck, Hermione!
Ron said with a shallow expression of worry.
Is that what you think all redheads sound like?
Yeah, it's true, they do.
They all sound like radio DJs.
Goofy radio DJs.
Yuck.
There are no other radio DJs anymore. It's just iHeartRadio and Goofy Radio, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 26:50 in the morning. We're going to have ourselves a good time. Get ready for another hour-long break of Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue. It's going to be nothing but that the entire time.
There wasn't enough, like, weird sound effects and boinging noises.
You were supposed to add those. Steve, add them in post. Say honk honk to Obama as we get another rock block coming your way. iHeartRadio.
Why are we honking at Obama?
Hi, everybody. My name is Obama. I wanted to tell you about an exciting opportunity. Time chairs.
Why does your Obama just sound kind of like a weird Bill Clinton?
Gold is the time-tested currency that goes down.
What?
The dog agrees.
That's enough, though.
Hermione wished she had her time turner from last year so she wouldn't be late to her next class.
Did they ever explain what happened to her time turner?
Nope.
I assume she dropped it down a well.
That sounds like something her character would do.
Miss Granger, Snape said slowly with a grin while locking the door. Snape turned around with his robes dragging on the floor, prowling towards Hermione hungrily.
Meow.
I'm getting a very Matt Lauer vibe from this.
He stopped next to her ear and whispered softly into it. You look nice today, Granger. Hermione suddenly felt turned on for her teacher.
Thank you, Professor. You look real nice today as well.
She shifted her legs. Hermione felt a loving passion inside herself for Snape. Why hadn't she known he was so good-looking and smexy all these years?
That's right. Alan Rickman is not gaunt. He is a beautiful man.
He is smexy.
Smexy.
Smart and sexy. That's a combination word. It's so good.
Snape, she said softly, tracing the base of his neck
brushing so softly.
The dog's running away.
Speak of this to no one, and I'll do you a favor. Your failing potions.
Wait a minute. That sentence doesn't make sense.
Get ready, because you're about to fail so hard.
Of course, Snape. You're so amazing. And grades up, too. That's nice. Hermione went up to her tiptoes to kiss Snape's... on her tiptoes to kiss Snape softly on his lips and brush her arm to his back. Snape immediately took charge.
No.
Oh, Jesus. I don't know how to pronounce that.
Immediately.
Immediately, Snape took charge and tightened her grip. Ageinist.
So that's the term for when you hate anybody over the age of 65.
So me.
Oh.
Nah, I'm with him too.
Why do you hate David's grandma?
She's had her time.
Hey, Logan, all right. Real talk, my grandparents are really cool, so don't be a butt. However, every other old person is a butt.
What about my grandma?
I don't know. What about your grandma, Steve? I bet your grandma calls you just like your mom, and she's like, Steve, I need you to set the timer on my gramophone.
Have you seen what my bubby looks like?
No.
Would you like to?
A gramophone.
She looks like a gramophone.
Steve, I can't get the wax cylinder to wind right.
My grandmother isn't Thomas Edison!
That's what you think!
Reed.
Then furiously kissed.
Delicious cookie monster.
Hermione wrapped her legs around Snape's and grabbed a fistful of his hair, kissing him violently and passionately. She let out a low moan.
Not like a foghorn kind of moan?
So just like Val.
Hermione? She pulled away furiously to hear a voice at the door. Harry and Ron. Oh God, Snape, do you know any memory charms?
Who just vomited in their mouth?
It was me. Snape cast one and pushed Hermione out of the room.
On the two boys.
But not without saying softly, meet here again. God damn it, dog. My roommates are moving out the day, so there's a lot of in and out movement. The dog is very excitable.
Picked a great time for us to record then, didn't I?
Yes, you did. Meet here tonight at midnight.
No.
Meet me here tonight at midnight.
Yes, Professor Snape.
I feel bad for whoever has to read this next word.
Next up is me being refereed by David. So don't feel bad for me because you never do. Oh, this is gonna be real fun. Voldiestrix! Voldemort! /Lucius/Bellatrix.
Those are X's, buddy.
Yeah.
Voldemort X, Lucius X, Bellatrix X.
It's like Jason X.
Or Mega Man X. Or Triple X, starring Vin Diesel. Or the not so good sequel, starring Ice Cube.
Where he punched and killed the Potomac River.
Wait, what? I don't think that happened.
No, he blew up the Potomac River. It was incredible.
Warning, no smut or lust, but total creepiness that will ruin your life. Ask me how. BTW, sorry, I haven't updated in a while. Haha, thanks for 50 reads. Can't wait to get to 69 reads. Winky face. Lamau, enjoy.
OMG, I'm so excited for our sleepover tonight.
Voldemort squealed.
Why is he Batman?
That's a squeal?
That's Voldemort squealing. The doorbell rang. Please don't do a doorbell ringing, it'll set Lass off.
Ding dong.
Ah, Superintendent Chalmers, welcome.
They're here!
He screamed, running to the door.
Unk, Bellatrix, and Lucius, we are gonna have so much fun tonight. I'm so excited!
Voldemort said.
Squeal!
Bellatrix laughed crazily, jumping around with her arms flailing.
What does that sound like?
It doesn't sound like anything. She's one of those inflatable waving dudes in front of a car dealership.
She's one of those honking chicken ducks.
Lucius nodded and flipped his luscious hair back fabulously.
Totes, we're gonna have so much fun.
I brought my Barbies, guys.
Bellatrix screamed happily.
Yay!
It's not a Barbie part. Fuck. It's not a party without Barbie.
It's not a pap smear without Barbie.
I'm a party girl with my party world. I got pap spear. It's fantastic.
Pap spear? Well, I don't want to get tested with a pap spear.
That does sound like a joke weapon from a Final Fantasy game.
No, that would be from Disgaea.
Ah, good call. Yay! Voldemort yelled happily. Okay, guys, so tonight we're going to build a Horcrux, then we're going to play...
It's not weird.
Thanks, Dave. Everybody's Dave except for Dave.
I Daved.
Okay, Dave, what page are we on?
3.
No.
Oh, sorry, 4, because these things are divided into weird, like, semi-sections.
We're not on 4.
Why aren't we on 4?
We're on 6.
Are you counting the title page and then the stupid page afterwards?
He's counting it by Google document pages.
So there's only 4 people currently looking at it. I see Sean, Logan, Anonymous Dumb Octopus, and Anonymous Hedgehog, which are
no,
you.
No, it says Dumbo Octopus, not Dumb Octopus. Even those things you gotta read correctly.
Okay, guys, so tonight we're gonna build a Horcrux, and then we're gonna play with Barbies, and then do other stuff and stuff!
This is real stupid.
Ooh, can we go to the park before we eat Voldy?
There's no comma there, so they're gonna eat Voldemort. Lucius begged. After dinner, Lucius, mommy made spaghetti!
Yay, spaghetti!
And it's almost dinner time.
Man, I was really thinking about making spaghetti today.
Dude, I like spaghetti. Spaghetti's freaking fantastic.
As if on cue, Voldy's mom called, dinner! They ate lots of spaghetti. By the time they were done, it was 9 o'clock. Okay, Voldy, I'm going out on a date for a few hours. Don't leave the house, his mother said. Okay, guys, let's go murder someone, Voldy said.
Oh, that went from 0 to 70.
This is what everyone over the age of 65 thinks of teenagers. They went outside and found a random chick.
Poor chick.
Advra Kedivra. He giggled and killed her.
Advra Kredivra.
Ad for Creavers.
Ooh, finally something for me in this story.
I'll make her Horcrux into a diary so I can write all my secrets.
Like the cheat codes for Grand Theft Auto 3.
Come on, let's go play Barbies. Bellatrix bounced. Boing. They went up to Voldy's room to play Barbies. Bellatrix even brought her Hermione doll so she could burn her on the stove. Smiley face, and then another smiley face. Lucius also brought his Harry Potter doll and his Draco doll and made them kissy-kissy. Later, they all sat down to watch a movie and eat popcorn. Voldy put on Mean Girls and sat down next to Bellatrix and Lucius. Then, they did a brain... Shit, I said brain train. It's not
a brain.
They did a brain train! Woo!
Choo-choo.
Bellatrix was in the front smiling while Lucius attempted to get a brush through her uber curly hair that had...
What do you use on this? Bacon grease?
Wait, that might work well. Her uber curly hair that had bananas in it.
Is that banana mayonnaise?
I don't know. Voldy was in the back braiding Lucius's... There's 6 S's after the apostrophe. Hair! I like flowers in there, Lucius giggled.
Well, too bad, you're getting bacon grease.
It's good, it's a permanent lubricant, and it also smells wonderful.
No.
I just prefer, you know, the chicken grease variety.
Ah.
Voldemort put flowers in his braided hair. Then they had a pillow fight.
Kosher.
There wasn't a single consonant in what you just said.
I heard kosher.
Yeah, exactly, see, so...
So, 3 consonants.
There's 4 consonants in kosher.
You get out of here with your math. I already passed the SATs like 20 years ago.
Logan gets a gold star for today. Good job, Logan.
And I don't get anything?
No, we said there was no consonants, and then there clearly was.
But then, oh no, Meanie Molly knocked on the door and was meanie to Bellatrix and punched her. They comforted Bellatrix and went to sleep and had pancakes in the morning, the end.
I mean, I'm all for the pancakes, but that story didn't really go anywhere. I like ships.
Okay, so David, you're up next being refereed by Val.
All right, let's see what I get. Oh, Bellador. Bellatrix ex Dumbledore. Warning, language and loosed.
Ah, Bellatrix, I see you have joined me in the dead life. I presume Voldemort is almost dead.
Dumbledore said as he found Bellatrix appear before him in ghostly white robes, similar to what he was wearing.
The Dark Lord shall never die!
Bellatrix hissed, which frankly looked quite cute.
Well, now that we're both dead and have no reason to kill each other, perhaps because we can't, I mean, we're dead. I must say, your crazy hair makes you look so hot.
Dumbledore spoke as calm as ever. Bellatrix didn't know if this was a normal compliment or if he was hitting on her.
I think it's a little bit of both.
She pushed up her boobs a little bit and looked for Dumbledore's reaction. However, he just stared at her normally and paid no attention to her action. Bellatrix slowly walked around Dumbledore and gently set a finger on his shoulder.
I killed a man, you know.
She said in a seductive tone, dragging her finger along the length of Dumbledore's shirt.
I know you use that voice a lot, but I really, truly adore Dying Raccoon.
Dave, can you eat some tape for me?
Like, you could tell me almost the worst news in the entire world and Dying Raccoon, and I would still be happy.
Hurry, read about Trump.
Hold on. I'm about to test this.
Steve, next time something horrible happens to me in my life, which it definitely will because of the current track record I'm on, I will be sure to let you know in Dying Raccoon voice.
America's current policy is to separate children from their families while crossing the border.
Still a better press secretary than Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
The Bible said we have to do it. The president will not be having any more discussions. You keep asking me about that, and I tell you, we don't know where he is.
I know we normally don't get into political humor, but I'm keeping this.
There are no credence to the rumors that the president's wife was killed.
She's been seen, though.
She's not hologram. Maybe that Hatsune Miku concert. That Hatsune Miku concert was a prototype, but now we got this. First it was Tupac, then it was Hatsune Miku, now the president's wife.
I will be first in line to buy Hatsune Miku Dying Raccoon costume DLC.
Quite nice, Bellatrix.
Dumbledore replied, still calm. Bellatrix started kneeling down slowly, dragging her finger on the front of his robes, pausing on his crotch. She felt nothing, and nothing was shine.
Goddamn, Dumbledore, they fucked me already!
So that was a short one. Would you like to read another?
They're all short!
Okay, then we'll just go very quickly. Next up is Val being refereed by Logan.
Sweet, I got the short one.
Just stop crumbling wrappers directly into the microphone for me, please.
I did. You're welcome.
I hate you and your logic.
Bellamione. Bellatrix / Hermione. Or X. Hermione. A-N. Hey, our first request. I'll do this one. But we're in order fandoms besides Harry Potter, you guys. Haha. I mean, we will do Harry Potter, just come in a weird ship from a different fandom. In parentheses, we're in a lot, mostly book fandom, so don't be shy. Anyways, enjoy Bellamione.
It sounds like something you'd pronounce with a French accent.
Bellamione.
You should do the French-Canadian accent that you did on the episode because people won't get to hear it now.
Yeah. Help me! Hermione cried. What?
I felt this shiver just go up my spine when you did that. I can't tell if it was from pleasure or pain, so I'm just going to roll with it.
Yeah, it was definitely from your eardrums rupturing.
That also explains all the blood on my shoulders.
She tried to break Edginist, the shackles that held her to the ground, but she couldn't. And here, they had kidnapped her again.
So, she couldn't break those cuffs.
No.
You can't break those cuffs.
Like, seriously, they literally just kidnapped me this morning. Why did they have to interrupt my beauty sleep to torture me again? Suddenly, Bellatrix swept into the room, cackling her same serial killer laugh as always.
What kind of serial killer laugh should she have? That's a choking crow!
Honk, honk.
All right, clown car laugh I like.
Ooh, the wood old teeny mudblood is here again. How delightful. Bellatrix bent over to where Hermione was tied to the ground and on her knees crying. Bellatrix lifted Hermione's sleeve to reveal the scar from earlier. Mudblood. She took out her crook wand and carved the same message into her skin, making her scream as loud as before. Except no one was here to save her. Hermione was Bellatrix's, and then a starry-eyed face. Hermione looked up horrified at the blood dripping off her skin yet again. "Why are you doing this to me?" she screamed. "Because I want to see you Cry.
Tears make an excellent lube.
Bellatrix said the last word while leaning in closer to Hermione. And Hermione did cry, making Bellatrix bust into her evil cackle of laugh once again.
Honk, 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 honk,
honk, honk, honk, honk, honk, honk, honk, honk, honk, honk.
So she's Squidward?
Oh, no. I'm having PTSD from that story.
Whoa, we're just gonna bring back all the jokes that are gonna get cut out now.
Krabby Patty.
Krabby Patty.
Bellatrix carved deeper and deeper into Hermione's skin, and Hermione screamed, cried, and yelled for help.
Help! Help! Help!
Help! I've fallen, and I can't get up.
Hermione's face became red and blotchy, and a flood came out of her eyes. That's not healthy.
It's biblical.
She's got eye stigmata.
Then Bellatrix crept closer to Hermione and licked a few tears from Hermione's blotchy face.
Delicious.
Hermione, now confused and still in deep pain, turned and looked into Bellatrix's insane eyes and started to feel weird and bouncy in a way.
I don't know why, but the way that's written, just one eye is one ICP member and the other eye is the other ICP member.
Violent J and the other one?
Yeah.
Shaggy Too Dope?
Shaggy Too Dope, that's his name.
Ah, I forgot that their names sounded like AIM screen names.
They basically are.
She was serious. It was like the kind of feeling thou, Hermione, shall have with thou, Ron, but thy feeling with thou, Bellatrix, was sexier. Meaning Hermione loved Ron, but he did not feel the sexy part of their love life that Bellatrix filled with ease.
I can understand not feeling any sexual, you know, feelings for Ron.
Because he's a ginger?
It has nothing to do with his gingerness. He's just not good to look at.
I mean, look, I too am a fan of Ron Howard, but I kind of fell asleep during Apollo 13.
I think everybody did.
I never watched it.
It was okay.
It has a very soothing soundtrack.
Yeah. Suddenly being in the prison that Bellatrix kept her in felt different. It was like Bellatrix was a brutal cop who then pulled off their clothes for you to find out the cop was really a stripper.
What?
Okay, or maybe Bellatrix was like a cop who would handcuff her to a bed and rape her, though Hermione would secretly like it.
Nope, nope, hitting the alarm button right now.
So, rape play.
Isn't that one of those banned Twitch games?
Sure is.
What, rape play?
Yeah, rape play. It's a banned Twitch game.
Rape lay,
yes.
Not rape play.
Okay, tomato, tomato.
Why is that a fucking game?
Because the Japanese are weird.
It also came out 12 years ago, the week you were born.
Shut up.
But no, cups were good, but Bellatrix was bad. Bad and sexy. Naughty and sexy. Just plain awful and sexy. And then mudblood was carved into Hermione's arm deeper. Hermione screamed, and she moaned. And Hermione yelled,
"Deeper!"
Almost as if Bellatrix had handcuffed Hermione to a bed and started to rape her. I don't think the word rape is what you're looking for here.
No, surprisingly, I think it is the word they're looking for.
And then Bellatrix, now realizing that Hermione was hot, pounced on her and immediately stuck her tongue into Hermione's mouth. Bellatrix was now swirling her tongue around Hermione's mouth, and Hermione showed that she liked this by moaning.
It was a tilt-a-whirl in her mouth. Careful of those horizontal G-forces there. Hermione.
As Bellatrix's mouth broke apart from Hermione's, Bellatrix squatted down, giving Hermione a clear vision of her crotch for a quick second, then turned to Hermione's backside where she rubbed her mouth on Hermione's bum.
What would Bellatrix's crotch look like? Is she shaved or hairy?
She's hairy, definitely hairy.
Yeah, she's definitely a wild, untamed Australian outback.
Can you get a Merkin weave?
It's actually dreadlocked.
Hermione giggled as Bellatrix went swooped up from the ground and kissed Hermione's cheek. Butt cheek or regular cheek?
Yes.
Feel free to kidnap me and torture me whenever you want, Hermione told Bellatrix before they broke into a dramatic sexy kiss with lots of tongue included. Tilda, Mango, and Bear.
All right. Next up is Sean being refereed by me.
Sita, Cinder, X, Rita, Skeeter. I have no idea who those people are, but I'll just go with it.
Rita Skeeter was the reporter lady, correct? She's the one that did the interviews, I think. I don't know who Cinder is. Yeah, Rita Skeeter. She was for the Daily Prophet. Somewhat attractive.
She wanted more pictures of Spider-Man.
Magic Spider-Man.
Author's note. I'm so sorry. Cinder Lean? Line?
Lynn.
Lynn. And Rita Skeeter, everyone. Dash Mango. Parentheses. We started adding admin names. I wrote the first two chapters in parentheses. Cinder adjusted her blue and silver tie around her neck, and walked up from the school grounds to Hogwarts. The Tri-Wizard Tournament was this year, and Cinder couldn't help noticing how pretty the reporter for it was. She had a strange desire to touch her hair. It was only luck, as she walked up the stairs to the main door, that the reporter bumped into her on the way out. Cinder stumbled over and fell awkwardly on her robotic leg to the side.
Wait, there's robots? There are robots in Harry Potter?
Magic beep boop.
All right, everything's explained away by magic.
Yes.
Okay.
Magic burps.
Dear, are you all right? The reporter held out a hand for Cinder to help her up. She took it and stood up slowly. Hello, what's your name? Cinder asked breathlessly.
Chester Cheetah.
Oh, Lord and Savior, Chester Cheetah.
Dangerously cheesy.
Cinder asked breathlessly at the older and beautiful woman. Rita Skeeter, dear. And you are Cho, right? She replied. Oh, actually, I'm Cinder. So sorry, but I must say you are gorgeous, she gasped. Cinder was not gorgeous, though. Question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark. God damn. Can I touch your hair?
And it's not even a question.
No, Cinder said suddenly. She clasped her hand to her mouth as soon as she had said it. Well, of course, but we should go somewhere more private.
Say it deeper.
Private.
The squirming on Steve's part.
I need a new chair cushion.
What, did you goosh all over?
No, it's goosh.
Goulash.
No, I'm not hungry right now, but thanks.
She giggled, taking Cinder's hand and nearly dragging her to a broom closet. Rita held the top of Cinder's arms as Cinder slowly dragged her arm to Rita's hair. It was soft. It was not as soft as a bunny, but softer than a horse.
What the?
What? Keep going.
Okay, sure. Okay. The softness was like 69 out of 100. 100 being the softest. Soft.
Say soft again.
He says it six more times in the next sentence. Yeah.
Soft. 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 Soft.
Soft.
Soft.
Soft.
Loud.
Soft.
Loud.
Soft. Soft. Job.
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 Job. I can imagine David's doing it, but he's accidentally muted.
Cinder nearly died of softness. She cried.
Another one died of the downy.
I wouldn't want to see her petting a chinchilla.
And then she cried again. Cry. Cry.
That's Cree.
Cry.
Cree.
Cry. Jesus. No more of that.
Why are you crying, dear? Rita asked. It's just your hair is so soft! Cinder cried.
It's like 69 out of 100 on the softness scale. You're better than a horse!
Not quite as good as a bunny.
I'm glad you like it, Rita sighed. She dragged a finger across Cinder's chest. She then started massaging Cinder's boobs.
Boobs.
She sighed in pleasure. But then she cried again. Because Snape opened the door. Dash Mango.
Next up is Logan being refereed by Sean. But before we do, votes. Keep going or stop?
I like soft.
I kind of want to read this next one at least.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just happened to see something.
Don't read ahead.
Okay. David?
What?
Keep going or stop?
Keep going.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm hungry.
Oh, no.
Go get food.
I can't. Wife is doing it.
Wow.
Okay. How long till food is ready?
I don't fucking know. She had to go to the store too, so forever.
Aw.
Well, I mean,
David, just go get like a snack from the kitchen.
I can't.
You constantly get snacks from the kitchen on this show. Just go get one.
I have to maintain diet.
No, you don't.
Yes, no. Otherwise, Logan won't find me sexy anymore.
David, go eat. I'd rather you be funny and fat than not funny and skinny.
I'd rather be skinny because I'm fucking tired of being fat.
You're not fat, though.
Listen, Dave. I don't want my skinny bitches.
Looking like some curves.
I just want some big booty bitches.
David, I will break protocol and allow you to eat Oreos into the microphone if you will go do that now.
Steve.
What?
What if I got thick with two C's?
Then I would potentially consider bringing you into a threesome with Val, but not actually because I'm a greedy lover.
All right. Well,
like, yeah. Well, I mean, any threesome with you two is going to be with your butt.
No, yep. It's me, her, and tape.
No.
Jesus.
No, there is no tape. Get your fuck out with the tape.
Get your fuck out with the tape.
All right, go ahead and read then.
I'm gonna make you a tape fleshlight for the next time I come over.
This is gonna look like something somebody threw away from a crafting project at the Y.
And?
Voldemort X Snape. Warning. Smut. Like. Smut. Like. Graphic.
Woo!
Voldemort X Snape.
Is there a soft kind of smut? Because I thought smut was just smut, and it's smutty as smut.
Yeah, it's called not quite bunny soft smut.
Ah, yes. Cleavage field.
A little bit harder than a horse, but not quite bunny soft.
Well, horse is pretty hardcore.
Harder horse
say.
Smut sounds like our porn division.
Mm.
Horse smut?
Harder horse smut.
Yes. Let me go get cleavage field.
It was a Friday night, and two 13-year-old fucking nerds that lived in different states decided to Skype.
The origin story of Overclocked After Dark.
They wanted to write fan fiction.
Okay, not so much.
Then this happened. I'm so sorry.
No, you're not.
Master Voldemort. Oh, no, sorry, this is Snape. Master Voldemort, you called?
Snape drawled slowly, walking in with his cape blowing lusciously behind him.
Yes!
The Dark Lord replied devilishly,
son of a bitch! Get Squidward out of every story for the rest of the season!
That's not Squidward.
Who was it?
It was Skeletor.
Okay. All right, then I'll pass it. I just don't want any more Squidward this season. I'm tired of it.
Everyone's Squidward.
No!
Whoever is not Squidward is Xehanort.
You're Squidward. I'm Squidward. We're all Squidward.
The Dark Lord replied devilishly, stepping down from his chair of fabulousness. Snape brushed off the pink glitter that fell from Voldemort's cloak as he swept in, and Snape gave him a constipated look.
Before those last two words, I thought that this was very appropriate for Pride.
Shut up.
Dark Lord, really, why did you call me in here? I really need to catch up on keeping up with the Kardashians, he snapped sassily.
Voldemort smiled and said, honestly, bro, I called you in here to fuck, no homo.
Wow, Skeletor went from, like...
I'm okay with this new, modern Skeletor. I'm happy with him. As long as he's happy with himself.
Oh my god, could you hear that?
No.
Oh my god, that was the loudest fucking crack on my neck I think I've ever done. I felt it, like, resonate through my entire body.
Logan is currently lying on the ground, and he can't move because he accidentally broke his spine.
Well... So sorry, good. Logan, but I mean, at least you get that fat disability money.
Okay, that's fabulous. But just remember, no homo. Snape screeched,
no homo!
And the people moving out are happy they are.
Oh, no, they're already gone.
Logan can scream with impunity.
Not like he didn't before.
Snape screeched, like a bird. Like Hedwig. Hedwig died. Caw, caw.
Of course, my small Snapely friend, Voldemort said.
All right, Voldy. You better have a fucking 2,000-inch dick, or I will jump off this planet. I'm so tired of getting ugly sex from Bellatrix every night. Snape snapped.
No, snaped.
Snape snaped. I do. I swear. See, the Dark Lord said, opening his robes pedophile style to show his platonic home skillet how fucking hung he was.
Wait, his penis is a fucking frying pan?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. He's a pansexual.
Wait, he's a pansexual.
That's some real.
You gotta say what everyone is. You can't pronounce it. You gotta say what it is.
That's some real. Okay, Mark.
eyes, okay, eyes, okay, eyes, okay, eyes, okay, eyes. Good shit, okay. That's some check mark, good shit, okay, no. Okay. Shit, right, okay, okay, there, okay, okay, okay. Right, check there, check, check. If I do say so myself, 100! I say so 100! That's what I'm talking about right there, right there. Of course, right there. Everybody say right there.
Right there.
Lawrence.
100, okay, okay, okay. Oh! Okay, 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 100, okay. Eyes, eyes, eyes. Okay, okay, good shit.
Name Moan.
I want to taste your shit, Voldemort. Fuck.
Hold on. I need a second to catch myself. You also missed one word in there.
Well, you didn't.
After one of the check marks, you said good. It's some good.
Oh, okay. Let me start over.
God damn, no. You get a pass. You get a pardon. Go ahead.
Don't bring it up next time.
Okay.
Ew, bro. I don't know what shit you're into, but no. Voldemort said, a little grossed out. Apparently, he drew the line at eating shit.
Where a lot of us draw the line.
Snape now was pissed. I meant shit as in your fucking junk, you fucking idiot. Stop ruining my plans. I'm trying to be seductive, 1-1! Exclamation point one.
I wouldn't be recording a Tinder profile video right now if I were you. Oh, have fun with this. I need emphasis on the fucking uppercase.
Yeah. Give me. Hang on a sec. You should have phrased it differently.
Bringing it back. He is on the tilt-a-whirl and trying to talk as it spins around.
Voldy yelled, more than ready to hate fuck Snapeity Snape Snape. I'm sorry, Voldy. Just fuck me already. Snape was so horny right now.
No.
So, Henry R.N. And he really wanted Voldy to shove his dick up his ass.
All right. Well, I mean, I've been practicing with that new...
You have not been practicing. You never practice because your doctor says you can't.
He's not wrong.
Fine, you fucker. The Dark Lord growled, violently shoving his... count the zeros. That's a 35 million inch dick all the way up. Snake's fine. No, where'd I get fine from? Snake's ass with no lube.
Fuck.
Snape felt like a drill was being shoved up his ass. But he moaned as loud as he possibly could and grabbed Voldemort's bald head for something to hold on to.
Please hold on to Voldemort's head at all times during the ride.
When he realized Voldemort had no hair, cry a moment.
Cree! God damn
Jesus,
it!
Don't do that.
If you're gonna do that, aim away from the mic. That didn't help.
That's not away. That's into.
No, no, I was away. She looked up. I can vouch.
There was no difference in volume. Voldy, though kind of pissed about Snapey pointing out his lack of hair, pretty much loved the fake noises of pleasure that he was making and kept going. Snape saw through Voldemort's act and decided to pleasure Voldemort even more. He ran 10 miles to get off Voldemort's dick and then shoved the dick through his mouth all the way.
The Olympic judges gave him a 6.5.
No, 6.9. That was an easy joke.
Voldy's dick reached all the way to the end of his large intestine, pretty much coming out of his asshole. Snape didn't even have time to gag because he was pretty much dead after all of this anyway. Voldemort thrusted once or twice, waited about 45 minutes for his cum to get out of his dick, and then laughed. Fuck you, Severus. My plan was to kill you with my schlong this whole time. Mango and her friend Harry.
David's angrily typing a review of Friday Night Fan Fiction on iTunes with a 1-star.
I mean, you know, you have to grade all of your podcasts you listen to, you know? So be like me and go to FridayNightFanFiction.net and tell them how you feel about our show.
.com, you Bellatrix.com.
Fool, if they go to the wrong spot.
Well, first off, I'm wondering, David, did the snack help?
No, it hasn't kicked in yet.
Oh, all right. Who's hotter, Velma or Miss Frizzle?
Velma.
Okay.
Yeah.
Velma wears short skirts and has a cute bob cut. Miss Frizzle is the disgusting ginger.
Wow.
Damn. She educates people like Bill Nye. How dare you?
Yeah, Bill Nye is also a terrifying bag of bones.
I don't know. Like, I think Miss Frizzle might be a bit above me class-wise. She probably makes a lot of money. That's how she funds her magical school bus.
No, it's just a lot of drugs.
I feel like Velma makes literally zero money because she's in the mystery business.
No, she's in it for the sex. I say that because it's helping determine what the next story we read is. All right, next up is me being refereed by David. Also, I'm sorry you're so hungry, Dave.
Well, I do intermittent fasting every day. It's just that Judy decided that she didn't want to go to grocery shopping until we started.
Don't sound incredulous, Dave. Go eat some Oreos.
I don't have any Oreos.
Swedish fish?
No.
Well,
I don't have any candy.
A plain saltine cracker.
Matzah.
Oh, boy.
No, not matzah. I wouldn't wish that on anyone.
Hey, our dog likes matzah. Shush.
Dogs like kibble, and kibble is friggin' gross.
Yeah, have you ever eaten dog food? It sucks.
I don't want to. I did see that Something Awful thread where people were trying to eat dog food. It makes sense the first time you think about it. It's like, oh, I can just pour it in a bowl and pour milk in it, and it'll be okay. But no, that just makes it worse. And these people trying to, like, eat a spoonful of kibble and milk and just trying to be nonchalant about it as their gag reflex shows up. I'm rubbing your taint right now. I hope that makes you feel better.
It doesn't. I didn't say stop.
All right. We're switching stories. We may or may not come back to the weirdest fanfiction on Wat Lemony Flufflepuff.doc. Thank you, David. Next up is Velma and Scooby's Intimate Adventure by Panther207. Warning, I do not own Scooby-Doo. Actually, I'll wait for everybody to load the story.
But I don't own Scooby-Doo.
I didn't think you did. You didn't write this.
I mean, I am actually Hanna-Barbera.
I invented Scooby-Doo.
Do you think Hanna-Barbera is one person?
No, but for the purposes of this joke, yeah.
Yeah, it is. Her name is Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah. Can you imagine if they had named their kid that just as a way to, like, fuck with their kids?
Maybe this is a question for Naked Opinions, but did you all have nicknames growing up that you didn't like?
I never had nicknames.
To be honest, people would call me Logs, and I wasn't crazy about it.
Oh, shit. My bad.
David, there goes the last 5 years down the drain.
Yep. Sorry, Logs.
What about you, Dave?
I had Hubcap, which I don't really get. Right. It's stupid, right?
I got him. Hubcap.
What about you, Val?
I never really had any nicknames. I was just called Val. What I didn't like was when people called me by my last name, but that's when I was in the Sea Cadets.
Well, that's only because they couldn't pronounce it, and they just tried fairly hard. You didn't give them enough chances.
They were also fellow French Canadians. How could they not pronounce it?
It's not even hard for us to pronounce.
Legendre. See, I just did it.
Legendre.
Lasagna?
It's lasagna. Not like Yandere.
Yes, I am Le Yandere.
I always called you Legendary.
Apparently her last name means, what is it, like...
Son-in-law.
Son-in-law. I had Guppy.
Guppy?
Yeah.
Why were you named Guppy?
Because they wouldn't call me Shark.
What?
Why the fuck did you want to be called Shark, you weirdo?
That's the story for Naked Opinions right there.
Write it down.
Also, you're not allowed to come up with your own nickname, so no, obviously...
Well, there,
gonna,
I don't need to do it. That's like. There's the story. I wasn't allowed to come up with my own nickname.
Yeah, and you tried to, and they were like, nah, you're Guppy now.
Yeah, thanks, Logs.
Great job, Guppy.
Fuck you! Guppy.
You ruined this for yourself, Guppy.
I don't think anybody who knew me back then would even remotely listen, but if they do, they'll be the only people who get it.
Patreon.com/Guffy.
Warning. I do not own Scooby-Doo or any of the characters, etc. It's. Here it is. My second story ever. Follow/fave if you enjoy.
Flava-flav?
Flava-flav!
Man, I also want to wear a clock as a necklace.
A clock as big as your head?
Yep. Bigger. It's gotta be at least fucking...
Big Ben.
Not Big Ben, that's infeasible. But like town square big, like at least 24 inches in circumference. Not circumference, radius. Geometry is also a thing, which I almost flunked, by the way.
Wow!
How could you flunk geometry?
I mean, it's really difficult.
Here's how many sides there are on a shape.
7. Every shape had 7 sides.
Well, that's a septagon.
That's a Decepticon?
Yeah, that's a Decepticon.
Yeah, no.
Okay, gang, we need to split up and get to the bottom of this mystery.
Bottom.
Said Fred.
Whoa!
What the fuck?
hold on.
Hi, Denny.
No, the dog senses food.
Seeing as how Shaggy couldn't make it, I'll head down this hallway and look for clues with Daphne and Velma. You go that way with Scooby.
Of course, and probably do more fucking than investigating. Alright, this cut quite right to the quick. Velma thought to herself. Daphne and Fred walked down the hallway, leaving Velma alone with Scooby.
Okay, Scoob, let's go this way and look for clues.
Velma said to Scooby, please post Velma not safe for work and not safe for work.
Are you looking at me because you're...
I'm looking at everyone.
You can't see me.
I'm the only one in here.
Let me go to rule 34 and look up Velma prolapse.
No!
There seems to be footprints leading down this hallway, which is strange, because ghosts don't have feet. Scooby, I think we found our first clue!
Velma exclaimed. Scooby jumped up and licked her with excitement, knocking her onto the floor.
Scooby, get off!
Velma said in between her giggles, then he did, the end. Then Scooby did something unexpected and tugged at her orange-red skirt, which dropped to her ankles, below her knee-high socks.
Scooby!
She screamed.
No, Scooby, don't lick there!
Velma shouted, but it was too late. Scooby drove his long, pink, wet dog tongue into Velma's shaven, tight, virgin pussy.
Oh, Scooby!
She groaned with pleasure. Scooby, this is wrong! I agree. We shouldn't be doing this! Despite Velma's words, Scooby continued to probe his tongue deeper and deeper into her hot, wet, pussy, unnecessary, end quote. Oh, I see. This is so wrong, other unnecessary, end quote. Velma thought to herself, but the way Scooby was licking her crotch felt amazing.
Scooby, your tongue feels so fucking good inside of me!
Velma said, after getting an approval, sort of.
Holy shit, if you keep this up, I'm gonna come,
she said in short, choppy breaths. She could hardly breathe. Scooby was so good at eating her out. She stuck two of her own fingers into her... I hate that word.
Say it. We are legally required to say these words.
We're paid to.
By what country?
Estonia.
Yeah, Estonia.
Okay.
My Estonia.
First Estonia. Sopping wet pussy and spread her lips apart, thus allowing Scooby to thrust his tongue even deeper into Velma's cunt.
Jesus Christ, this is it, Scooby!
I'm coming!
I'm coming!
Velma screamed. Her pussy exploded!
Kaboom!
With juices, filling Scoobus' mouth and covering his face and the Scoobus. Floor. Yeah, Scoobus.
There's no apostrophe, so...
It's Scoobus. And the floor with her juices. Her whole body shook with pleasure. That was the most intense orgasm she ever had. Even better than the time she masturbated with that 8-inch ribbed black dildo. Do we consider that base camp compared to what you recently got, Logs?
Well, I already have, like, an 8-inch ribbed one that I use.
How much is the one that you just got?
How, like... The size?
Yeah.
Let me look up the exact size specifications.
Okay.
I don't have my tape measure on me.
She took a few seconds to bring her body back to normal after the tidal wave of pleasure he felt.
E?
Yeah.
E?
Scooby.
Yes, but no.
Yeah, Scooby.
Yeah, Scooby's getting a taste-gasm.
No, to bring her body back to normal after the tidal wave of pleasure, like, it should be she felt.
I'm aware of what it should be. I'm trying to rationalize the reality. Thank you, Sean.
You're welcome.
Why is Velma sucking off the Sasquatch?
Because why not?
So it is a head circumference of 7.5 inches.
Head circumference!
It's just a round.
Damn.
It's not that big.
A circumference of the thickest part of the shaft is... 12 inches.
That's big.
Circumference of the thinnest part of the shaft is 7.5 inches. The diameter of the head is 2.5 inches.
That's fine.
Diameter of the thickest part of the shaft
is 4.3 inches.
Holy shit.
The thinnest part of the shaft is 2.5 inches. And the total length is 13 inches with a usable length of 8.5.
Why do they list the usable
length? Because they don't consider the wide base usable length.
Yeah. You don't shove it all the way up your ass.
It's not. You can't get that in there.
Unless you use it as a cushion, you ain't using it right.
Well, yeah.
I use it when I know I'm going to be sitting somewhere uncomfortable.
Oh, you use it as a donut?
Are there donut Well, there. No.
When you talk about a donut for sitting, it's usually for old people, when the coccyx,
You said coccyx.
Yes. coccyx.
Thank you. When she opened her eyes, she saw Scooby staring at her with a grin a mile wide. Her eyes then strayed to the giant 10-inch erection hiding behind Scooby's face.
Scooby's.
Yeah, well, there's no apostrophe!
She had never seen anything quite this big.
Even though she had an 8-inch rib dildo.
Yeah, it's bigger.
Yeah, but it's only 2 inches bigger.
Can we make an 8-inch dildo just called Base Camp and use it as a starting point to get to what Logan got? Well, Scooby, what you just did for me was amazing. But now it's my turn to return the favor. Aren't humans and dolphins the only animals that have sex for pleasure?
I think bonobo apes do.
Bonobo apes?
They're definitely not the only.
Yeah.
Gee, you're going to make me Google a weird thing?
Because you haven't Googled weird things for the show before?
Animals that have sex for pleasure. Humans, pigs, bonobos, perhaps dolphins.
Wait, pigs?
Yeah, pigs.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Pigs be loving the fucking.
Now it's my turn to return the favor. Scooby lied down on his back and Velma seductively traveled further down the dog's stomach until she reached his throbbing cock. Da-dun, da-dun, da-dun. But she didn't exactly know where I begin with it. It was so big. She took it in her hand and gently started stroking it.
Oh man, where I begin with it?
See, I thought she was going to start juggling it. She could feel it throbbing in her hand.
Ba-thunk, ba-thunk.
The Telltale Cock by Edgar Allan...
Cock.
Edgar Allan... Oh.
Edgar Allan Bone.
Yeah.
That's good. Logan wins.
Edgar Allan Blow.
That too. Like, bone or blow are pretty good.
It's a tie.
A well-made tie.
Audience votes for Logan. Son of a bitch.
Always.
Always.
She could feel it throbbing in her hand. It was making her wet again.
Wait, you made yourself a southern bun and you didn't offer me any?
No.
You jerk!
The hell is a southern bun?
Sailor bun!
The hell is that?
It's one part Sailor Jerry, one part sour mix, and a splash of peach schnapps.
It's okay.
That's the most glowing review. It's okay.
There's also one that I recently discovered.
The Dark and Stormy?
Yeah, the Dark and Stormy. Which is you add the ginger beer first and then you add the spice rum so it looks very dark at the top for when you stir it, and then it's a splash of lime juice that is optional.
She sped up her pace, but in the meantime, lowered a hand down to her own pussy and started fingering herself. She continued stroking Scoobus.
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 Scoobies.
Scoobies.
Scoobies. Cock for a while. She stopped fingering herself and brought her other hand up to his dick. Next up is David. Can I hug you?
No.
Aww.
Germs.
Can I German suplex you?
No. Germs.
No, Germans.
Can I order pizza for you?
I mean, I wouldn't say no.
Stop trying to order pizza for a man who's on a diet.
Isn't bribe just another word for love?
I mean, you should send me steaks. That's where there's no carbs.
Omaha steaks.
Yeah, send me some Omaha steaks.
She now had both her hands wrapped around his rock hard cock. She was now rapidly pumping her fist up and down his entire shaft. That's the sound you made, Cat. Why? She had never seen a dog's penis before, but as she was stroking his dick, she couldn't help but to slowly lower her head down to the tip of his cock.
If is cock.
Oh, shit, it is if is cock. Then placed just the tip of Scuba's dick into her warm, moist mouth. It was an entirely new sensation to her. She ran her tongue over the tip of his dick in cycles. She took her top hand? Yeah, her top hand off his cock and started to fondle and caress his balls. She brought her mouth to his balls and started licking and sucking on them.
No, started.
Stared and stared, licking and sucking on them. Enough of that, she thought to herself.
So, well, question, so if you're getting a blowjob, stare or no stare?
I don't know.
Only deeply into your eyes.
Like, if she wants to make eye contact, that's cool. I'm down with it.
But what if she wants to maintain eye contact?
So the best thing to do is to fully turn yourself all the way around, like, so that you're facing away from them, but your pelvis is still facing them, and then to turn your neck around again so that you're facing them again.
Give them the old spiral death glare.
Yeah,
it's called the spirograph.
No, that's when you do that and then you release and just come in like a circle as you spiral.
So it's the Exorcist.
Like a sprinkler, but sexy.
Yeah, like a sprinkler, but sexy.
While still fondling his balls with her hand, she brought her mouth back to his cock. This time, she went past the tip and started sucking the shaft. Her head bobbed up and down in the shaft of Scubus' beautiful giant cock.
Scubus!
She was only halfway down, and the tip was already poking at the back of her throat.
Well,
she then felt something on her pussy. She realized it was Scubus' paw. He was rubbing her pussy.
It's still so funny to me every time I hear you say Scubus.
I mean, why not, right?
Yeah.
He could with his paws, and he was gently running his claws over her clit.
Not claws, please.
Claws.
Weirdly indented, too. Like,
yeah.
She realized it was Scubus' paw, and he was rubbing her pussy as best he could with his paws, and he was gently rubbing his claws over her clit again.
Yeah, the author repeated it herself, or himself.
Sending waves of pleasure through her. It was at this time Velma decided to take his cock all the way into her mouth.
Wow.
She slowly allowed his cock to go deeper and deeper into her throat. She finally reached the base. Velma was doing it. All 10 inches of Scubus cock were in her mouth and down her throat. She was rapidly deep-throating Scooby, who was helping her out by slightly thrusting his heaps, forcing his cock deep into Velma's throat as it could go. He left out a slight whimper, indicating he could not, or he could no longer handle the intense pleasure of Velma's mouth sliding repeatedly up and down his entire cock.
Her mouth.
I missed it the first time. I saw the boob picture for Cleavage Field, and then I only just now saw the CG monster.
Oh, yeah, the CG monster of Cleavage Field. He's great.
It looks like a mascot for a Chuck E. Cheese ripoff.
He looks like one of those dinosaurs that they have outside of, like, a used car lot.
Exactly.
Also, I have to let you know that the plot of the movie had all of these women trying to go back into a building that was bent in half to go rescue a Pomeranian. When they got there, the Pomeranian had a very badly done prop where they had just bent a wire around the Pomeranian to make it look like it was going through it, but they didn't bother to, like, refluff the fur, so you could very clearly see it still wrapped around the dog.
I feel bad for the dog. I hope it got paid.
And kibbles.
Probably didn't. And because of when this came out, that dog is actually probably dead now.
Damn it. Well, thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction, everyone. I'm going to edit this out anyway, so all the depression will be gone.
Scubus cock.
Scubus.
She shoved two fingers into her tight box.
What the hell was that?
That wasn't me.
Those are the people who live in my house. She shoved two fingers into her tight hot cunt, forcing Scubus' paw out of the way. Very shortly after, they both let out intense groan. Scooby shot what seems like gallons of his hot creamy white cum down Valam's throat and deep into her stomach. Velma felt his cock swell.
He-cock.
Yeah, Velma felt he-cock swell, but managed to swallow all of his gooey cum. She herself had climax simultaneously. She removed her mouth to reveal Scooby's shiny spit-covered cock. Velma was thinking to herself, holy shit, I just deep-throated his cock, and I'm so fucking turned on!
I'm not.
No, I'm quite eunuch.
You're quite eunuch?
Is that one of those live journal statuses, I'm feeling eunuch?
Yeah, I'm feeling eunuch. She snapped out of her thought bubble to find Scubus' cock, the one that just came in her mouth. rock hard and ready to
fought with T-H-O-T.
Wow, Scooby, that was really fucking hot. And you're ready to go so soon. I love dethroning you, but now I think it's time to go further.
She got down on all four knees.
She has four knees?
What?
All?
Hold on a second.
It's not
damn,
four.
Girl.
No. It's not four as in the number. It's no. Four F-O-R.
I know what it is.
She got down on all four knees.
She was a centaur.
She's in it all just for the knees.
Signaling for Scooby to enter her.
Now keep in mind, Scooby, and all I know about sex has come from watching porn. I'm still a virgin, so take it easy, okay?
Scooby nodded, understanding her. But then Scooby all at once thrusted all 10 inches into Velma, breaking her hymen in one.
You know, it seems like he kind of didn't understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I got this, no worries.
But since she said that she used an 8-inch cock toy before, her hymen is not a problem.
It said how long it was. It didn't say how wide it was.
Yeah, it was one of those special ones.
It was like a pencil.
Yeah, it's a pencil.
Yeah, it was the thing you found in my bathroom, Logan.
Oh, yeah, the thing for your urethral insertion.
Yeah, the sounding recovery device. Next up is Val being refereed by Logan.
Oh, fun. I scream in the first chapter.
Well, I'm glad our windows are closed.
Velma scream with pain.
Scooby, what the fuck? I told you you'd be gentle!
But Scooby was having none of it. Despite feeling an immense pain, Velma's body responded positively to Scooby's cock in her cunt. Her pussy started to get wetter and wetter, which is what it should be doing. Scooby kept on slamming his enormous cock into Velma. The sound of his balls hitting her cunt was not only loud, but a huge turn-on for both of them.
Thwap, thwap, thwap!
Logan, don't be a helicopter right now.
The pain started to get replaced with pleasure. Scooby is being extremely rough with her, but she loved it. Scooby then made the decision to slap Velma's ass hard.
Slap it how? With his paw?
Apparently.
Boom.
Velma screamed again with pleasure.
More, Scooby! Slap my ass harder! Please, I'm begging you!
Scooby then started to violently slap her ass, leaving red marks on both her checks.
Or checks.
On both her checks. Scooby decided to switch positions. Velma lied down on her back, and Scooby entered her again, and once again slamming all 10 inches into her tight virgin cunt. He then reached down and started playing with her size 34 C tits.
Why did they always feel the need to describe the size?
They're always C cups.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, yes, Scooby. You like playing with my tits. Yeah, fucking grab my tits. It's just in the middle of those sentences, it's just Velma said in a commanding voice. Scooby was playing with Velma's tits when he then grabbed her nipples and started tugging on them.
Holy shit, yes! Fucking pull harder, oh yes!
You know,
fuck my cunt!
I had the divorce website up on my favorites and I closed it thinking that I wouldn't need it.
Scream Velma.
You said you wanted to make babies this year. You're not helping.
What, this doesn't turn you on?
No, at least not according to her.
I'm sorry. No, I'm not.
Why are you crying?
I'm not crying.
Tears, despite what has been said on the show today, tears do not make a good lubricant.
No. Scooby lowered his mouth to her left nipple and bit down on it hard. Ouch. At that moment, because it's all one word, with capital Hem, Velma came for the third time that night.
Oh my god, Scooby, you're so fucking good at this.
Scooby flipped her again back into doggy style. He was still fucking her brutally, but he loved it.
Brutally? That's not a word I would want to use to describe
brutal.
Scooby licked his paw and then inserted, or at least tried to insert, part of it into her incredibly tight asshole.
Oh, Scooby, that feels amazing. Keep doing that.
Velma said in between moans. He then brought his tongue down to replace his finger, which is not surprising from a dog. Velma thought he was trying to make it more pleasurable for her, but little did she know he was lubing her tight little ass for the anal fuck of a lifetime.
Oh no!
Oh, Scooby, your tongue feels so good in my asshole! Wait, Scooby, why did you stop fucking me? Put it back in! Scooby then proceeded to slam his cock straight into her ass. It was almost too tight for him to enter. but he pushed and fit the whole thing into Velma's tight, hot ass.
Yeah, it was 350 degrees Celsius.
Mm-hmm. It's like a toaster oven in there.
Cooking pizza.
Cooking pizza.
Velma had the same reaction to his penetration of her ass as she did when he first fucked her pussy, but Scooby was relentless. He kept slamming and slamming his cock into her cute little virgin ass. It's not little, but okay.
Yeah, she's thick with two C's.
Velma shoved four of her fingers into no longer virgin pussy. Scooby reached around her back and started tugging her nipples again. Oh my god, Scooby, I think I'm gonna come! Oh shit! Yes! Velma screamed. When Velma's climaxed, and I was almost gonna read that as Velmix.
You know what? I've come up with a new name for our memoirs. If these ceilings could talk.
The true Steve O'Bort's story. Read the version they don't want you to see.
Is this gonna be advertised on InfoWars?
Yes.
No!
Right there next to the rejuvenation powder that tastes like chalk.
When Velma climaxed, her asshole tied in around Scooby's cock. This sensation of her hot asshole gripping his cock caused him to come, even more than the first time. Scooby's cum shut out of his sides of Velma's ass. He pulled out of her as the last few drops of cum dribbled out of his dick. Velma turned around, took his cock in her mouth, and sucked the rest of her cum off. Of her cum? Oh, whatever. Velma loved the taste of the combination of her pussy, asshole, and Scooby scum.
That doesn't sound like a good mixed drink to me.
No. She sucked his dick to get all the juices off and then said to him, "You know, you may be a dick when it comes to listening, but you seriously know how to fuck Scooby-Doo."
There's no comma there, so Scooby-Doo knows how to fuck.
He knows how to fuck himself.
Yeah.
All right, lastly, we have one more story, and it's going to be split between Sean, Logan, and David.
What? I already read twice.
Yeah, you get a half page.
I don't want a half page. Give it to Steve.
Oh, hell yes.
David, you want this half page.
Yes, you do want it.
No.
You do want it.
You do want it, okay?
Okay. But I better want it.
So, this is Frosted Tips. And first up is Sean being refereed by me. Note, this is an erotic fanfic written in around an hour by myself and my good friend / smut muse Talia. May God have mercy on our souls.
There is no God.
There is only the first person mentioned in this story.
Okay. Ted Cruz walked in a genuinely human manner.
I love that.
Genuinely human and manner are all capitalized.
As he had so often been instructed by his campaign manager through Times Square.
Yeah, I love how he walks with his arms like held at his sides but not touching him.
But what did it even matter anymore to keep up this facade? As he passed through the heaving flanks of Midwestern tourists, he let himself show the disdain he had felt all along for their fleshy undulation. There was no hint of approbation or recognition in their squinting piggy eyes.
Approbation is a real word.
To Wikipedia.
Approbation's a real word.
Wait a minute, let's hear. Noun, approval or praise.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, you didn't know what approbation was?
No.
You're supposed to be, like, the most well-read.
Oh, look at me. I got the best score on the SAT possible.
You're supposed to be the guy who does good English, yo.
Yeah.
Why are you guys putting all this pressure on the guppy?
Yeah, guppy.
It sounds like you fail English, but you read real good, like.
I know English real good well.
Shut up. That's my line.
Okay.
He let one corner of his flesh mouth curl in a sneer.
Flesh mouth!
Yeah, as opposed to his
metal mouth.
Metal mouth, or his bone mouth.
Yeah, he's like the robots from Westworld.
I still haven't seen it.
Neither have I. There was only one solution. Abandoned among the flesh pigs, he would out-human them all. He'd show them. He'd wallow among them and drown his sorrows in so many pina colada royales. Or maybe South Beach mojitos. Maybe a caliente margarita or seven.
Close. Caliente.
Caliente, okay. Caliente margarita or seven. Gosh darn it, it was time. Time to taste the pleasures of Flavortown. Guy Fieri was, as usual, standing in front of the mirror. He tricked out with flame decals. Admiring his forehead oils.
That's pure coconut, baby.
Poised between the licks of flame, he truly looked like a creature from hell. This was his design. This was the expression of his will. as fixed and immutable as the switches of his pale, grease-spiked crown of hair.
In quotes.
Yep.
He licked his finger and tasted nothing.
What the fuck?
I'm loving the prose this author is using.
Yeah.
Yes.
He heard the slapping din of his empire in the dining room behind him. They had all come to him, the masses, to worship at the altar from which his donkey sauce flowed.
All his donkey sauce flowed. And yep. I didn't realize that Shrek had a tie-in with Guy Fieri's restaurant.
I'd go to that restaurant.
Me too.
I would not.
You wouldn't go to a Shrek-themed restaurant?
You all go without me. I'm not a fan of Shrek.
What the fuck? What kind of American are you?
I don't... What?
You're not allowed to not like Shrek and be American.
I never liked Shrek. I thought the first movie was okay, but then everybody else...
Shut up! It was amazing.
No, it wasn't.
Clearly you didn't watch Shrek 2, The Shrekening.
Shrek 2 is the best movie ever made.
I saw Shrek 2, and Shrek 2 was one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Shut your...
I've seen worse.
Shut your flesh mouth, Steve.
Shut your flesh mouth, Steve.
Guppy.
Fucking guppy.
I would rather eat guppies than go to a Shrek-themed restaurant, thank you very much.
Why not? I would love to go to Far, Far Away.
He was alone in this horrifying flesh prison, but he was not their king.
He was their king.
Oh, shit. But he was their king, and they were all going down with him. Clutching dragon chili cheese fries in their hammy fists.
Okay, let me scale it back. If the Shrek-themed restaurant sells dragon chili cheese fries, I am all in.
Of course it sells dragon chili cheese fries!
What else would they sell?
I don't know. Ogre burgers, which don't sound good?
I would eat the shit out of an ogre burger!
Yeah, man, it probably has extra onions because onions have layers.
It's got 9 different burger patties, each one with a different type of onion in between.
Dude, that sounds incredible. Let's make that actually a thing, Steve.
Sounds amazing. God, I'm going to make so much money for DreamWorks.
So what you're saying is, I don't have to go there, but I can be hired as the food designer for the Shrek-themed restaurant.
No, because you're a hateful bigot.
Oh, jeez.
You hate ogres.
Calling Guppy a bigot? Is mouth, like, his jaw just dropped a mile off? Like, his mouth is ajar, and wow.
I had TMJ from opening my mouth that wide. You're all fired.
No, I'm not.
Sweet, I don't have to show anymore. Bye.
No, come back.
You're on fired.
You can't fire me. We're locked into lifelong contracts.
Wait, did David actually leave?
No, I'm still here, Steve.
No, you need to turn on your budding so you know when people leave.
No, I was talking to Steve. He thought I had left, but I didn't.
Suddenly, a revelation, a shock, something altogether new but somehow familiar. A hot pulse thrummed through his doughy animal frame and into the place where he thought there could be nothing. Where there never has been feeling.
Had been.
Shit. Where there never had been feeling. Were only the heavy weight of his continued existence, his perpetual and cursed need to summon buffalo blue sabied minions to his side hung like a millstone.
Is that an actual thing he's done?
I don't know.
Buffalo blue sabied?
Probably.
The author make him sound like he's a demon.
He is a demon.
A demon of gluttony.
Next up is Logan being refereed by Sean, and then after that is going to be David being refereed by Val.
It electrified him. The twang of a sudden sense of, could it be... recognition of a familiar? He slipped his mirrored glasses from his pocket.
No.
From the pocket.
No. Before that.
Slipped his mirrored sunglasses from the pocket of his Hawaiian shirt.
Well, thank goodness nothing showed up in Google for Buffalo Blue Sabi.
It flipped up the lapels of his red leather vest and strode out, his testicles as pendulous and wrinkled as a sour cream-laden triple-loaded baked potatoes.
I thought that was going to talk about his pants.
He didn't know what was on the other side of those double doors, but he was ready. Anything was lighter, he mused, than the continually surprising weight of pure emptiness. Something extraordinary was happening to Ted Cruz. As his finger traveled down the sticky, laminated length of Fiery's chaos theory of a menu.
Fiery's.
Right, Fiery. He felt something stirring in his loins. The loins he thought long dead.
I don't think they're real.
A longing. A yearning. And then something more and something far more extraordinary. A longing
and a yearning in his heart.
All five of them.
This was more than just a longing for the bacon-wrapped barbecue shrimp, a longing which, in of itself, surprised him. Normally, the only human food he could bear was cold Campbell's chunky soup.
Oh!
In bulk.
Oh, that is the saddest existence.
What has happened to him? Happening to him? What was this feeling?
Never say it like that again, please.
It's Flavor Town, baby.
It's Flavor Town, baby.
It's Flavor Town, baby.
So this whole story should be read as a noir detective movie.
And then he looked up, and the scent glands that lined his pendulous neck flapped to attention as they never had before.
I think noir detective movies are like a century before Logan was born, so I'm trusting Dave to set things right.
I thought that I had escaped Flavor Town, but it turns out once you go, you never leave.
Once you go flavor, you're always in favor.
Once you go delicious, you're always gonna miss it.
That wasn't even a rhyme.
It's a slant.
Once you go delicious, the cycle becomes vicious.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Guy Fieri, he said, rolling the consonant sensually.
Can you trill your R's?
No.
Can you say, hi, I'm Guy Fieri with that R trilled then?
Hi, I'm Guy Fieri.
David just purred the whole line. Well, Val, no sex for a month.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, you're just going to listen to this over and over and be satisfied.
He just pumps it directly into his prostate.
Yeah, and I have toys, so I'm set.
Val has like 27 toys. I had one, and I can't find it.
What the fuck? How'd you lose your one toy?
I don't know either.
What toy did you even have?
I had a pocket pussy.
Which pocket pussy?
The California Exotics blue one, but not because it looked like Avatar, because I've still never seen Avatar.
It looked like he was fucking Jell-O.
Or Smurfette.
Oh, one of those jelly ones? Those jelly ones are not great, dude.
They weren't bad.
You should treat yourself and get, you know, a fleshlight.
Yeah, that's because Steve-O wanted to
I'll treat myself. Hold on. Let me go to eBay and look up how much a Sidewinder joystick costs.
Seriously though, he's like, oh, I'm not gonna spend like
one of the only things you should treat yourself money wise on is sex toys, because otherwise you're gonna get a really crappy one that's not gonna last, or you're gonna lose it.
Oh no, it didn't last. It disappeared.
It disintegrated in your hand. Because that's what happens when you pay $20 for a sex toy.
Rolling the consonants sensually and not at all obnoxiously over his wet, narrow sea worm of a tongue. Welcome to Flavor Town, my man. Cruz licked his thin, disquieting lips, attempting to dislodge the white ooze that had congealed there.
Congealed.
It's congealed.
Is it pronounced that way?
Yeah, it's congealed.
Congealed there in his panic.
All right, so new Patreon goal, $1,500, a live stream of David physically acting out what's going on in these stories.
Oh, no. I mean, you know what? If it's $1,500, sure. That's good folding money.
Did you ever put up the $1,500 per month you own us?
So Logan and I were discussing this on the drive on one Wednesday, was that I took note of Grammar Club's Patreon. I think they have like a $4,000 or $5,000 a month thing where we will work on your various project for 40 hours a week.
Oh, jeez.
And it was just like, I was going to set a $5,000 one for, we will voice up to 40 hours for whatever you want per week.
40 hours of voicing is a shit ton of work.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, and $5,000 a month is a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's a lot of pizza. That's a lot of Flavor Town.
Yeah.
You are indeed correct. That is a lot of Flavor Town.
A lot of heart attacks.
Little did he know, that was not the only white ooze he'd be dislodging on this fateful night.
Mayo.
Why, Mr. Fieri? Or can I call you Guy?
That's how Ted Cruz sounds?
That's how Ted Cruz sounds.
No one can call me Guy.
Emitting a subsonic hum that meant far more than his words ever could. It was all they needed to say, and more.
There was just thunderous applause. Next up is David being refereed by Val.
All right, let's do this fucking... They knew it had to happen in the dumpster, amidst the ruins Fieri had created, amidst the soft filth beds of oversalted linguine, the dried rivers of donkey and blue sabby sauce, covering their thrusting bodies.
Ow!
Like the fluid of the womb.
Seriously. Blue wasabi sauce.
As in, like, blue cheese and wasabi.
Yeah, yeah. I want it.
And thrust they did.
Ugh.
Like, you don't want to fuck in it.
It's not a good lubricant.
Yeah.
Guy Fieri on Twitter, blue wasabi sauce for hot wings?
Yeah, for hot wings, not for your dick.
What's good for that meat is good for my meat.
He's not wrong. And thrust they did, their quivering flesh truly a sight of horrors that would melt the face of any onlooker with its pasty glare. Cruz, his face a mess of Fieri's donkey love sauce.
Donkey love sauce?
If we could call such a primal horror show gush an act of love. He, as soon as he slammed his throbbing American flagpole. As he slammed his throbbing American flagpole, his horrible, horrible, horrible throbbing American flagpole against Guy Fieri's prone and rippling flanks. They both screamed, shuddering and twitching in unison. This is what we deserve! They omitted from their mouthholes. We have truly looked into the abyss and looked back at ourselves!
And covered ourselves in blue wasabi sauce.
Then, after a moment of sopping, squelching grunts, they knew the moment had come. There were no turning back now. We are the kings of Flavor Town! They screamed in simultaneous orgasm. The end had begun.
I love Cookie Clicker fanfiction.
Cookie Clicker?
With the grandmas where it turns into...
The grandma apocalypse?
It turns into some Lovecraftian kind of shit.
Well, I'm hungry. Let's call it a day.
I am also hungry. I want meatballs.
Logan, go to the store, give me balls.
Give me balls?
No, I mean, I'm gonna go to the store and get meat for making meatballs.
Let me read the patrons then real fast. Thank you, as always, to our patrons on Patreon, our Genital Guardians, Afrohawk, Grass Dragon, Cameron Leafmuller, Chris Chalfant, Discuss, Dizdon Plays, Eric Lemieux, Evan Baumel, Josh Burns Rivera, Matthew Wayne Jordan, Michael Foch, Miri, Niami Rose, Samuel Flynn, Sarah for the Win, Shaded Spriter, Steve Van Sickle, and The Waffle.
Bless you.
And a sneezy thank you to all of our patrons of any tier. You know what? I can't speak. I'm just done.
Speaking hard. We've been doing it for 2 hours already.
Have to take us to Flavortown!
Man, I want to go to Flavortown someday. I like to think that it's a real place.
Yeah, I don't think Expedia books good rates there. Hi there! Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music: Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits: Race to the Ends of the Earth by Louisa. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.